Good evening. Tonight's broadcast contains language that some among the culturally retentive uptights might find offensive. If that doesn't bother you, stay tuned. If that does bother you, I beg you to stay tuned.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Shoot him now! Shoot him now!
Do you know what you are? You are what you is. You is what you am.
Are what you is, Frank Zappa's tribute to Popeye the Sailor Man. We know what we is. We is weird sounds inside the gold mine. Welcome back. Welcome for the first time, if this is indeed your first time. I am your ghost, Mike Gold, and you know what we've got? We've got, Social Distortion, we've got Blue Cheer, we've got Elvin Bishop, we've got Bonnie Raitt, we've got Screamin' Jay Hawkins, we've got Lucinda Williams, Bob Marley, The Decemberists, Patti Smith, all kinds of fun and games right here on the Galaxy's True Pop Culture Channel, GetThePointRadio.com, and we are going to kick it all off with Frank Zappa. Didn't you hear the beginning of the show? And now we're going to go on to The Killers.
back in the past just once. You might remember this better than I do, actually.
Okay, something about a flat top, that's all I know.
Thank you. I nearly got all the words right, too.
Oh, your tail feather, baby. I feel a shake, 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 shake your tail feather, baby.
For Olivia Newton-John, I never met this bitch. Never fucking met this bitch. I talked about this on the View with all of them, with Barbara and Whoopi and Sherry and the Nazi. I talked about this all the time. Oh, I could call her a Nazi. I lost my entire family at Auschwitz, okay? They were in the other bus and it broke down. They never showed up. It was just, I was standing in the gift shop for hours. They had the best gift shop at Auschwitz. They had... Here it comes. Yes. Yes. Smoked ham. A Hitler watch. When they get to noon, hi! And they have a pen, watch the Jews go in the oven, watch the Jews come out of the oven. Too much? Then I won't tell you my Whitney Houston joke. She was the best dressed at the Grammys. She was a mahogany from head to toe.
kind of cigarettes to me. I can't give me no, I can't give me no free good. I can't feel all right now. I can't feel all right. I can't feel pretty good. Just a little faction.
One of the world's loudest rock and roll bands. They can't get no satisfaction, so they broke up decades ago. Prior to that, you heard Pancho Jose y Los Diamantes with Jam Up. And before that, Social Distortion, Mama's Little Monster. Before that, Joan Rivers, The Auschwitz Gift Shop. That's in case you wonder why we run the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. Also, stay tuned. You'll hear other reasons why later on. And those of you who had problems with it, well, hashtag self-hating Jew. For that, Bill Wyman's Rhythm Kings, the Harlem Shuffle. And before that, we had John Lennon. You probably heard of him. That was Come Together. It was one of the first times since the Beatles broke up that he had actually covered the Beatles. And we opened with The Killers, Somebody Told Me. Speaking about Joan Rivers a minute ago, there's this thing on CNN about the history of comedy. And they've run the first two, and the second one was about women comics. And it was really good. It was really insightful. And Joan's all over it, but so is, you know, Moms Mabley and Sarah Silverman and all kinds of folks. Very insightful. The problem with those shows is that you can only squeeze so much into 1 hour. But they've done a very good job on those first two. Steve Allen, a formerly alive comedian, said there's nothing really more boring than trying to explain comedy. And then he wrote a whole bunch of books to prove his point. This show isn't boring. The show is funny. And if you're at all curious as to how it all fits together, you may want to check it out. You may want to check out Candy Cane, too. You can do so in exactly 14 seconds.
Mike, go!
Arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point.
I'm the main dish on your plate. Side dish, ain't no side dish. You better get it straight. Ain't no appetizer, I'm the main entree. I'm the final course that you'll eat today. Side dish, ain't no side dish. I'm the main dish on your plate.
Side dish, ain't no side dish. It's the main dish on your plate. Side dish, you know, side dish, you better get it straight.
I'm the closing curtain, I'm the crepe Suzette, I'm the something better you ain't sampled yet. Side dish, you know, side dish, I'm the main dish on your plate.
Oklahoma. That's Charlie. He's from Tennessee. We're here this evening with you all and damn glad to be. We've been playing this music a long time. And I'll tell you folks the truth. Between education in Chicago back in the 1960s, running around those clubs chasing women and playing blues, drinking whole lots of whiskey. Whoa, man. I still don't know how we made it through. But Lord have mercy, here we are. It's been 100 years of blues. Fine time, you know, we were just, well, breaking all the rules. We're glad you came to see us, and it's really good to see you all. You know, we're mighty glad to be here, and actually we're lucky to be anywhere at all. Well, if you like what you hear and you think we've paid our dues, I just want you to remember, we bring you 100 years of the blues. Charlie, they tell me that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And it is true. We've been around since the Dead Sea was sick. So I guess we better keep on just doing what we do. We're about due to start getting good pretty soon, too. We're here this evening with you all, and damn glad to be. We've been playing this music a long time, and I'll tell you folks the truth. Between the two of us, you're looking at 100 years of blues. Education in Chicago back back in the 1960s, running around those clubs chasing women and playing blues, drinking whole lots of whiskey. Whoa, man. I still don't know how we made it through. But Lord have mercy, here we are. It's been 100 years of blues. Fine time, you know, we were just, well, breaking all the rules. We're glad you came to see us, and it's really good to see you all. You know, we're mighty glad to be here, and actually we're lucky to be anywhere at all. Well, if you like what you hear and you think we've paid our dues, I just want you to remember, we bring you 100 years of the blues. Charlie, they tell me that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And it is true. We've been around since the Dead Sea was sick. So I guess we better keep on just doing what we do. It's been 100 years of blue. Oh,
we'll be right back. What you do when you go down there? I wanna know what you do when you go down there. You better tell me, tell me, tell me. Maybe, baby, you will soon see. I don't care. I wanna know what you see when you look down there. What you see when you look down there? You better tell me, tell me, tell me. Maybe, baby, you will soon see. I don't care. It's good. It's good. It's real, real good when you look down. Get down there.
can't do it, baby. Oh, I've tried so hard, but I just can't do it, baby, no. Oh, I can't quit you, baby. Oh, but I've got to put you down for a little while. I just can't quit you, baby. But oh, I've got to put you down for a while. Oh, you messed up my mind, baby. Made me misuse my only child. You know I love you, baby. Never hide. Oh, you know I love you, woman. And my love for you, I could never hide. Oh, but you're taking me through too many changes now, baby. And that's why I've got to put you down for a little while. Everything all right.
Little Milton with a blues classic, I Can't Quit You, Baby. And before Little Milton, the calm, dulcet tones of Screamin' Jay Hawkins. I wanna know before Screamin' Jay, Bonnie Raitt, I Need You Tonight. Bonnie, I'm right here. Tracy Nelson preceded her with I Know It's a Sin. A lot of ways to read that line. I know it's a sin. Elvin Bishop from his brand new album. That was 100 Years of Blues. He has not been around the scene for 100 years. More than half that, though. And we opened with Candy Cane, Side Dish. Now I'm going to tell you why I'm not playing Tom Petty next. One of my favorite Tom Petty tracks is actually a cover of the song that you're going to hear. Here in about 15-20 seconds. Every time I want to play that song, I reach for Tom's because I really love it. I really love this one too, and it's damn well about time I played it. Now you only have to wait 10 seconds.
Mike, go! Googly
eyes. Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point. would be so kind to help me find my mind. I want to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. My future is my past. This memory will last. I'll live to love the days gone by. Each day that come and go is like the one before. My mind's lost till the day I die. Words would fail me if I tried to describe her. Though I know she's not all she should have been. She was the devil with the face of an angel. She was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as homemade sin. If you would be so kind to help me find my mind, I want to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. If I tried to describe her, though I know she's not all she should have been. She was the devil with the face of an angel. She was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as homemade sin. If you would be so kind to help me find my mind, I want to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. I lost my mind in a wild romance.
Dread. Not into the rain. off my head, not to hear not the red. Red. If I had not to hear not the red. Red. If I had not to hear not the red. Not the red. If I had not to hear not the red.
The love spot of high. for nothing in return. Would you do the same for me as I would for you?
One of their most beloved tunes, The Low Spark of High-Heeled Boys. I never know exactly how you can say that, but it seems to be one of their most beloved tunes. And what's remarkable about that is that the track runs over 11 minutes. Those of you that went to the bathroom during the piece, well, okay. Back in the days that that was released, you were really dependent upon airplay. Even though those were the days of FM underground psychedelic radio, which I was a part of, 11 and a half minutes, that's a long time for a track. Nonetheless, the track still caught on, and it was huge. Huge. Really huge. Not Donald Trump huge. Before Traffic, we had Bob Marley and the Wailers. Natty Dread before that. Ah, the inimitable Mose Allison. Lost Mind. And that came screaming out of Lucinda Williams' Changed the Locks. As a live version, you probably noticed that. And yeah, that's the Tom Petty track that I love so much. Hers is killer. And I apologize for not playing it for a long, long time. Jeez, I'm sorry. Okay? Forgive me. We got the Decemberists out here. They're warming up in the back. It'll take them about, oh, to set up maybe 13 seconds.
Mike, go!
Why must I be a teenager in jail?
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio!
The rocks in the box, get the water right down to your socks. This bulkhead's built of fallen brethren bones. We all do what we can, we endure our fellow man, and we sing our songs to the head frames, creeps and moans. And it's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the lee. What were you meant for? What were you meant for? 7, 8, 9, you get your shuffle back in line. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And you won't make a dime on this gray granite mountain mine. Of dirt you're made, and the dirt you will return. So while we're living here, let's get this little one thing clear. There's plenty of men to die, you don't jump your turn. And it's 1, 2, 3 on the wrong side of the lead. What were you meant for? What were you meant for? And it's 7, 8, 9, you get your shuffle back in line. again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. Make it to 10, you won't make it again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. And if you ever make it to 10, you won't make it again. You can only get one station.
I haven't had an HBO special in 7 years. Monica Lewinsky's got her own TV show and an HBO special. Who do you have to? Never mind. my point. I never gave a fuck about Monica Lewinsky until Bill Clinton said I didn't have sexual relations with that woman. That meant Jack and Bobby Kennedy were in hell going, damn it, we didn't have to kill Marilyn. The Kennedys killed Marilyn Monroe, all right? I'm pretty sure the gunman in the grass, you know, is either Arthur Miller or Joe DiMaggio. Fuck my wife. Some of you got that, the rest of you going, Kennedy from MTV killed Marilyn Manson? All right, moving right along. This is not a funny topic. Hey, the funny thing about JFK Jr.'s plane crash was, though... No, I don't think that's funny, he died. And that's enough dead Kennedy humor. All right, you want more? Okay. Two Jello Biafras walk into a bar. Brendan Cruz is singing instead of him with the dead Kennedys. All right, where was I? No, JFK Jr. Look, I think it's sad when anyone dies. You know what? That's a load of shit, actually. Because there's a guy in the paper. He got eaten by a polar bear. He was in the Central Park Zoo, and he had been harassing the polar bear, it said in the newspaper, for 3 days. Climbed over the wall, got eaten in 45 seconds, and I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I fucking laughed when I read that article. I'm not even sure why I laughed. Just shit happens and you laugh. The other day in the paper, Alan Thicke got a hockey puck in the mouth and knocked out most of his front teeth. I didn't need a punchline for that, ladies and gentlemen. Anything that happens to a celebrity besides injury while they're acting, they fucking deserve it. He's an actor. He's not a fucking hockey player. Just because he may have played one once doesn't mean he's qualified to get on the fucking ice with real hockey players. Who's that dillweed and fucking wrapped up the sports car and Beverly Hills 90210? Jason Breezley. Yeah, why the fuck is he racing a car? He's an actor. Christopher Reeves, I'm sorry, but he was not qualified. Guy here went, oh no. Look, he wasn't qualified to be on that fucking horse. He may have played Superman. I don't care if he played. He shouldn't have been on that fucking horse. It was his arrogance going, I'm a jockey. You're fucking 6'2", you dumb prick. Then one day I read he broke his leg. Recently, they were moving him, and they broke Christopher Reeve's day. How dare any of us complain about a bad day after you hear about Christopher Reeves busting his leg. Paraplegic, then he breaks his leg. That's the saddest fucking story I think I've ever heard. Because even if they had a cure for what the fuck is wrong with him, he couldn't walk that day. You know why? Because he broke his fucking leg. What was he trying to do? Get on a horse? Oh, what was I talking about? Oh, this prick that climbed into the polar bear cage and got eaten in 45 seconds. Now I laugh, but look at it. Now I know where I am. I'm in San Jose, and I'm not trying to be racist, but look it, he did have a Latino name. And they said he had been harassing the polar bear. Like, there was this guy showing up outside the polar bear cage, like,
hello, hello, polar bear. I see a polar bear. You think you're so much better than everybody else. Oh, I'm a polar bear. You ain't shit, polar bear. You think you're so much better than everyone else because you're on the Coca-Cola commercial? I'll fuck you up, bitch. I'll fuck you up. You're not a polar bear, you know. You're a punta bear. That's what you are. You're a punta bear.
This is crazy. crazy fuckers harassing a bear. How do you harass a bear? Unlike the bear is on the other side of the glass going, that fucking guy comes back one more time. I am miffed. M-I-F-F-E-D, miffed. And then he climbs up.
It's go time. It's go time. It's go time, bitch. Come on, fucker. You take off that white coat, I'm gonna fuck it up too. I'll fuck up that white coat, bitch.
Climbed over the wall, 45 seconds. Blah, 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 blah. And we would all pay to see that if we could see that tape. Maybe some of you wouldn't, but we... You know, I was trying to pitch a television show at a network, and I could tell they didn't fucking like any of my ideas. And I go... And then what happens at that point is, like, I go, I better do something good so I can at least tell my fans. So at that point, I really go, I pitched a show called Chip Rape. And they go, what's it about? I go, well, we get five chimps, male chimps, and put menstrual fluid on a guy's asshole. And then we put him in the cage. And at that point, they realize I was fucking with them. And I go, but here's the deal. They don't know we're taping them. I think you'd watch Chip Rape, too. All right, what was I talking about? Oh, JFK Jr.'s plane crash. Now... Oh, I was talking about that poor prick who got killed. Can you imagine being his parents? Please call up. We have terrible news. Your son was killed today in Central Park. Oh, my God, what happened? He got eaten by a polar bear. Am I on the radio? Is this Chewy? JFK Jr. died and the whole country went apeshit. He was the cover of all the magazines, around the clock coverage of his funeral. Why do we give a fuck about his death? Anyone? Because of his father? Because he was a Kennedy? There you go. Because he was cute. Not because he was a Kennedy, because he was a piece of ass. No one gave a flying fuck when that ugly Kennedy hit that tree skiing, did they? We don't remember that prick's name. What was that? Shemp Kennedy? Or Tito Kennedy? Or Sonny Kennedy? You know what? I've done this bit a lot. I've never laughed in the middle of it, but I made eye contact with this guy and he went... I've never gotten a sign from an audience member just like, stop it. Stop it. This is not what we paid for. Just stop it. You indulgent little prick. Ah! All kinds of shit, huh? Yeah.
A minute and a half? Really? Damn, I overbabbled today. Ah, well. That was, of course, Patti Smith. Don't say nothing. We got plenty to say right here on Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine, but we've said a lot of it already. Bobcat Goldthwait preceded Patti with all kinds of stuff. Jack and Bobby in Hell is the name of the track, and I really respect and admire Bobcat, not only for being a really clever comedian, but for being a hell of a writer-director. Really good. Before Bobcat, the Lemonheads. N-I-B, no relation to the radio station that used to be called WNIB, where I labored for several years. The absolute nicest station owners ever, Bill and Sonia Florian, ever. Bill just passed. Opened with the Decemberists, Rocks in the Box. No time this week for the big babble. That's okay, I've said enough about our nation's asshole in chief. We will be back next week, same batshit time, same batshit channel. That channel being GetThePointRadio.com. This is, as I said a second or two ago, Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. I am, have been, and will be again Mike Gold, taking us home tonight from the movie Head, a very clever movie. Quite bizarre. Directed by Bob Rafelson, written by Rafelson and Jack Nicholson. Yep, that one. It starred, Victor Mature, Sonny Liston, Annette Funicello, and Frank Zappa. Yep, the Monkees. Thank you.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
You bet my sweet ass.
Get the point.